This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Republican members of the House of Representatives submitted a list of witnesses Saturday they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as the vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Another deadly day in Baghdad Saturday. At least six people were killed and more than 100 others wounded when Iraqi security forces opened fire on protesters in central Baghdad. Edward Uranian has more.
Amateur video showed Iraqi security forces driving crowds of hundreds of mostly young protesters off three key Baghdad bridges Saturday as they fired volleys of tear gas to push them back. Young men wearing surgical masks and headscarves to cover their faces skirmished with security forces on several major thoroughfares. The advance of security forces in Baghdad coincided with reports of a political agreement among top Shiite parties to support the government of Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi in return for political reforms. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired tear gas overnight to disperse protesters camped out in front of government headquarters in the southern port city of Basra. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chancellor Angela Merkel led a series of commemorations Saturday in the German capital to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, which had divided the city during the Cold War until it was breached and torn down on November 9, 1989. Merkel, who grew up in communist East Germany, said that the Berlin Wall is gone and that that teaches us that no wall that excludes people and restricts freedom is so high or so wide that it cannot be broken through. Leaders from Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic also attended a ceremony at Bernauer Strasse, the site of one of the last remaining sections of the wall. They placed roses between gaps in the barrier that had divided the city for 28 years. A concert at the famous Brandenburg Gate involving several German and international performers capped a week-long celebration of the anniversary. India's Supreme Court on Saturday awarded a bitterly contested religious site to Hindus, dealing a defeat to Muslims who also claimed the land that has sparked some of the country's bloodiest riots since independence. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Disputes over the area in Ayodhya have caused conflict between the groups, sparking some of the country's bloodiest riots since its independence. The decision paves the way for the construction of a Hindu temple in the northern town on the site of a ruined mosque, destroyed by a Hindu mob in 1992, a proposal Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party has long supported. Representatives of the Muslim group involved in the case criticised the judgment as unfair and said it was likely to seek a review of the verdict.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Woody Allen has ended a $68 million lawsuit against Amazon.com Incorporated for backing out of a four-picture production and distribution agreement and refusing to distribute a film that he had finished. AP's Julie Walker has more from New York.
It's a $70 million movie, and Raleigh's very unhappy with it.
The filmmaker had sued Amazon in February after the online giant ended his 2017 contract without ever releasing his completed film, A Rainy Day in New York. Amazon had responded that Woody Allen, whose daughter Dylan had accused him of molesting her when she was a girl, something he denies, breached the four-movie deal by making insensitive remarks about the Me Too movement. In papers filed Friday in U.S. District Court, Allen and Amazon agreed that the case should be dismissed without prejudice. Terms were not disclosed. A Rainy Day in New York was released overseas, but not in the U.S. Julie Walker, New York.
And Australian authorities said Saturday at least three people have died and several others are unaccounted for in huge brush fires that have destroyed at least 150 homes in eastern Australia. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.